Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. If you want to call in to future episodes of Cosmic Channels, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The lines are open Sundays between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. The Cosmic Channels are open.
Channels, welcome.
Where the something is something and the something is something.
Something is something.
Yeah. Work in progress. Yeah. I like it. The phone lines are now open. You can call in the show, ask us your questions, put in your 2 cents. What's the phone number again, Ryan?
1-833-703-0424. Talking about some modern UFOs and those three finally declassified and public domain videos from 2004 till 17, the three videos.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Go Fast video, the gimbal video, and
Tic Tac. Or is it the same one?
No,
the FLIR. They call it the FLIR or something.
The FLIR, yeah.
The last one.
There is, you know what, that's... We took a little bit of flack because we kind of breezed over the the same day everything was declassified. We were like, yeah, big news on the space news. This was declassified. Anyways,
that's old news.
To the next. And people were like, some people were upset. And then it was like, you know, you had Papa Giorgio Tsoukalos talking about this is the greatest day in history, basically. The problem for me is, before we get into the videos and stuff, I think why it wasn't that big of a deal for me when I heard that news is because when did those come out? Was it 2007, the first one?
Well,
2015?
They were made popular by that New York Times article in 2017, and then To the Stars Academy presented them as their evidence, right?
Yes.
So it was 2.5 years ago almost that we watched all those. So when they find out, they're like, UFO videos announced, right? We've seen those years ago, but they just released it. Like, it's declassified, meaning it's no threat to national security. Therefore they can be got through the Freedom of Information Act, blah, blah, blah. And now the public knows.
And basically it was like, they're saying like, these are unknown crafts and they're still unknown. We don't know what they are.
The first thing was like when the U.S. Navy last year, they acknowledged that they are real. Like they said, these are real videos from our fleets. And that was the big one. That was the big thing. Like, these are real. Yeah. The To the Stars Academy, they're not bullshitting you. These are real videos.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, and then, you know, a couple of days ago, they're just like, they're declassified now. They pose no threat to us. They don't show any type of technology that is proprietary to us or our allies. We still don't really know what they are, but yeah, here you go. You can look at them.
Now, see, for aliens. Me, when those first came out and I watched those videos, I was like, oh, not a doubt in my mind. Those are UFOs. Those are UFOs. Just by hearing the people in the talk, especially in the Go Fast video where he's like, got it. Woo! Look at that thing move. Like, he's all excited. I was like, those are UFOs. 100%. Like, there wasn't a doubt in my mind. Those are UFOs. Then when, you know, Commander David Fravor, the Fravor Saver, I think his nickname is, comes out and he says, you know, like, yeah, this was weird. You know, we were seeing these all the time. We could go out. We were trying to track them. And I was like, yeah, this just already confirms what I already believe, that these are UFOs. We don't know what they are.
Yeah.
So then, like, you know, fast forward to whatever, last week or 2 weeks ago, and they're like, the government declassifies, says these are UFOs. I'm like, well, yeah, I already believe, you had me already. I already believed it. It's like, I can't believe it anymore. I already believe it. I can't believe it any further.
I can't reignite that passion when they first came out. I was like, oh shit, UFOs, modern UFO videos, actually recognized videos, this is so dope. And then they just put them out again. And at the same time, a lot of those memes are going around like, oh, it's COVID-19 time. The world shut down. And by the way, there's aliens and no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, basically. It is pretty monumental, though, if you think about it, that basically they're saying, like, for the government to say, like, we don't know what these are. This is what it does to me. I'm like, other videos where the government stayed hush-hush, are they hush-hush because they're like, that's nothing, right? We don't, like, or they knew what it is. And that's why they're hush hush, because I'm like, to come out and say that these videos are like, yeah, like, here they are. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know either. Your guess is as good as ours. We have no idea. That to me is a little monumental. I think that they're basically saying like, yeah, there's whatever these things are, they outperform us and we don't know what they are.
It's a, you know, listening to Fravor talk about him. I mean, he knows his stuff. And when he talks about it, you know, he was talking about other occurrences, like not just the videos where he's like, yeah, this one right here. He's like, this is a video of just the one that they got. And he's like, but there are other ones like within the, you know, they were contacting other ones on radar. Like they had other contacts on radar. That was just the one that they caught. They said they had something like 10 or a dozen or something that were all flying around at some point. And they had no idea what they were. So they had radar contacts, plus they had the one that they had on the film. That was not the only one that's the only one that they got on the infrared.
Right.
So I thought that, you know, for me, I was like, oh, okay. It's not just, you know, where some people are saying it's kind of like an IR relic or something like that, or a reflection where it's, you know, it's not just a it couldn't possibly, it could be a malfunction of the, you know, of the aircraft's, you know, infrared, you know, that would be the most, you know, plausible explanation. But then when you're saying that, no, the ship's radar was also picking up contacts, well, then what were those? You know?
Yeah.
So that's the probability of having both a malfunctioning radar, like radar detection system, plus a malfunctioning, you know, a malfunctioning infrared camera on the aircraft is pretty low. So I would think that's what kind of sold me on the whole thing, that it's like, okay, maybe they really did get something.
Yeah. Well, just how he explains it, man. He's like, it seems like a no bullshit kind of guy, Fravor. And he just tells it how it is. He's like, it went from like 50,000 feet down there and over here. Like, this is, it's unbelievable what this thing was doing. And you're like, whew, well, I'm sold. It's something.
Yeah. Then you're trying to like wondering like why they were there. Why do you have so many UFOs just right there? off the coast of California, apparently. Like, that's where they like to hang out. He also, Fravor had mentioned something about other ships, or he was saying that he had conversations with other buds of his in the military that were saying that they had also seen either crafts like these ones or these ones specifically. And it's like they were able to actually travel underwater as well. So,
well, it makes sense. If you had a space, like a ship that could like go through the vacuum of space, it could also be, it would be watertight. So
yeah, if it was basically, you know, defying how we see, you know, aerodynamics or flight physics, where it's just traveling at any speed in any direction it wants, negating, you know, air friction or anything like that, the effects of gravity, then yeah, traveling underwater would be just the same as moving through space or moving through the air.
All right, we got our first caller. Hello, welcome to Cosmic Channels. You're on the air.
Oh, nice. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What's your name? Where are you from?
So my name is Donnie. I'm from Texas.
Right on, Donnie. How's things go down there right now?
Well, you know, we got the virus roaming the foothills. So.
Same, but different.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, I got some good. I have a good recommendation anyway. In regards to modern UFOs.
Let's hear it.
All right, so. Have you guys ever seen the, so there's a free, at least for now, free with ads documentary on YouTube. It's called Mirage Men.
I have not. Dan?
Oh, dude, it's killer. Oh.
Cool.
Well, I can't hear Dan because
he's just not talking. He's just,
I'm shaking my head. I haven't seen it yet. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you guys got like the audio stuff figured out. All right. So it's really cool. So there's a guy named Richard Doty, right? Mm-hmm. And he claims, anyways, that he's like...
Oh, this, Richard Doty. Okay. I know who you're talking about, like, though.
Oh, so you already know. So he's like a counter-intel
guy, right?
I know
of Richard Doty. Like the guy who they said that, you know, they tried to play... Well, not play a trick, but they were trying to give him false information, disinformation. It's that guy, right?
Yeah, well, like... Or like he was trying to give other people, basically, yeah, like false information and trying to... Yeah. It was like a whole thing, but... Yeah, it was kind of cool because it was weird, actually, because at first he was like, oh, you know, I did counter intel, yada, yada. And then, like, towards the end, they kind of like, well, anyway, look, I don't want to spoiler alert, you know, like, spoiler alert you guys or whatever, but it's actually pretty cool. Like, I don't know. You guys might like it, I think.
I'm going to put it on the list. What does it make you, like, further your belief in, like, the ET phenomenon, or what's your thoughts on that?
See, that's the crazy thing. It freaking spins you into 180. All right, because you're going towards UFOs. All right, it spins you the other way. All right, but then towards the end, it spins you back. So by the end of it, you don't even know anymore. You're like Mulder. You're like, I want to believe. You know, it's a slippery slope, man.
Oh, cool. I'm gonna put that on my list. I got a lot of free time this week, so.
So how do you feel about the government releasing the declassifying these UFO videos? What's your take on that? Timing wise,
hey man,
you know, what do you think? Something bigger is coming down the pipe.
Hey man, look. If I can just say, actually two things. The first thing is earlier I actually watched a rerun where for some reason you just had a still picture of you making a ridiculous face. It was pretty hilarious. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there. And, in regards to the UFO stuff, you know, I don't know, man, cause they already did it. You know, it was already out by Tom DeLonge for some reason.
Yeah.
He like leaked them, I guess, like a year, 2 years, something like that ago. And then now they're out again. I think that they're trying to like punctuate the message. Maybe, you know, like maybe they're like, hey, because, I mean, I feel like, you know, we kind of glossed over it the first time, you know?
A little bit, yeah.
Like, nobody really, I mean, you know, like, I mean, people saw it and they were like, oh, okay, cool. And then everybody, I mean, like, nobody made a big, like, I thought, like, if the government released footage of UFOs from their air, like, from their ships, people would be, like, flipping balls, you know? But nobody seemed to care. So it was kind of weird, actually.
It was like
the opposite of what I would have thought.
Yeah, it was like a little blip in the news. It was like, there's a New York Times article. It was circulated for a bit on social media and then it was gone and no one was really talking about it anymore.
Yeah, Exactly. I mean, dude, if it was me, I would have brought it up again too, you know? I'd have been like, hey, by the way, remember this? UFOs? Like, oh, it's kind of weird.
If I was declassifying documents, I'd be offended. I'd be like, well, you're not happy with that? Well, how about this one? And I'd send out some more. That's kind of what I was hoping. Yeah, they're like three. They're like, those three? Yeah, sure, we'll declassify those. But have you seen this one? And they one release up a third one. Yeah, one up everyone. But exactly. it gives credibility to Tom DeLonge and to the Stars Academy. So now when we go back and I think about him talking about all the rare metals and stuff like that they're testing, I'm like, all right, well, before I was like, I believe the videos, but I think this guy's a fucking quack. But now I'm like, well, I got to give him some credibility now because the government's backing up his claims now that of declassifying that these are legit videos that they took.
Well, it's him and he's got that team behind him with like some of them credentials look impressive. So you're like, you know, but because didn't the DOD?
Exactly. No, it's true.
Didn't the DOD? Wasn't there that story like 6 months ago about the DOD testing the said metals, like the meta metals or whatever they're called them, like the for defense or something? Didn't they say something about that like 6 months ago?
Are you talking about when they were going to send? I think they were going to send either DOD investigators or something. I think I know what you're talking about.
They briefly mentioned it, that they were interested in what they were saying, so they're going to look into it further, and then the story ended, and you're like, well, what happened?
I think they didn't find anything. There was never
a public conclusion either way, I don't think, that I heard.
So absence of evidence is evidence of absence?
Well, we'll have to wait and see, Dan. Wait and see.
Do you think that the release...
Dang.
Is lined up with all this COVID stuff, maybe to so there isn't, you know, it gets glazed over by bigger things happening right now. Do you think that was part of their strategy releasing it now?
That's actually a good question. It's hard to tell. I mean, it's one of those weird things where it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, man. With the COVID thing, it's kind of like damned if you do, damned if you don't, like on a lot of levels. So. It's definitely dominating my news feed. I'll tell you that. I mean, there's stuff I try to find. I mean, I'm over here trying to watch ATT, and I keep seeing, you know, freaking videos about people, you know, hijacking masks or I don't know what's going on out there anymore. but it's crazy, you know. And so but it does though. It really does dominate a lot of the social. They oversaturate the news feed, and what's actually interesting, and I'm really glad you brought that up, Reed, because you know a lot of people. So whenever they show, whenever they do their White House press, I'm in Texas, right? So the States. So when they do the White House press briefings, and then whenever they did the event 201, I'm sure you guys have heard of that, where they kind of they kind of war gamed, right? Like a virus pandemic kind of situation.
Yeah. Back last October.
One of the major, yes, sir. So one of their major points was kind of like, hey, you know, we got to make sure we have the narrative straight. And that was a major point of all of these kind of leaders of industry. So it's possible that they're just trying to control the narrative. And maybe there are people trying to disclose other things, but they don't want, who knows, man? It's kind of hard to say. I mean.
Yeah, maybe this was step two.
Hey, you know what, man? Maybe it is. I mean, and when you see freaking dudes like Doty, Doty was throwing left balls out of left field, right field, center field, like all at the same time, and you're like, I don't know what the hell to believe anymore. You know, it really throws you for a loop, and so it's hard to know what the truth is because they'll throw two. It's like that game, you know, two truths and a lie. It's like that game.
Yeah, it's like,
and so you don't know what the hell to.
Yeah, it's like the more you think you know, the more you realize you don't know shit.
Yeah, kind of. Much. I mean, it's kind of weird. it's basically like dating, boys. It's pretty much you go out there, you meet a nice chick, you think you know her, but you don't know shit, you know?
She's an alien, yeah.
Everyone's been there.
Happens small all the time.
Yeah exactly.
Alien.
Of course.
Explains the gray skin tone.
Or the reverse, you get a date, pick up someone, turns out to be a vampire. You're
That's
dead.
also bad.
Yep, also happens.
Also bad.
All the time. So, Third scenario, you pick up someone. They turn out to their lower half is a goat body.
Oh, yeah.
Also happens.
Speaking from experience.
Yeah, yep. Goat legs.
A goat body.
So, anyways, thanks, Fuller. We're going to move on, open the lines again for other people. Thanks for calling in.
Sweet. Thanks, boys. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, brother. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Bye. Let's throw up the first video. Call lines are now open again. Let's throw up the first video. Which one? Let's take a peek at him. Enzel, I think you got to open our. For some reason, I can't see you on our chat here.
Oh, you can't see the feed?
No. There we go.
All right. For some reason, I can't actually find. I have the video.
They've been reclassified.
No, I'm just saying this one. I'm gonna give a shout. This is the Washington Examiner is where we're getting the videos from. So we're claiming this as fair use. So don't you dare give us a strike. So this one's the gimbal. Here we go. If you're watching the live stream.
Dude, this is a fucking drone, bro. There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. Oh my gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Look at that thing, dude. That's not our LNS, though, is it? It's not.
That is an LNS, dude.
Well, if there's like...
Look at that thing.
It's rotating.
That's the gimbal. It's cool.
It's weird. I've read it. I've seen a couple articles now. Written since the declassification being like government releases UFO videos, not really. And then it like goes to discredit this video. And one of the people who was writing it discredited. I was like, I don't know where they're getting their information, but they were like, oh, it rotates. That's the camera rotating. I'm like, yeah, but the background the other stuff doesn't rotate with the picture. So how the fuck is it just the camera shot? Like that, whatever they have on camera that is rotating. To me, that's clear as day. It's like, it's not the camera rotating because nothing else rotates. Just that little, whatever that little dot. Speck is.
The gimbal.
Yeah. And you hear him in the beginning when he says, there's a bunch of them, dude. He's like, there's a bunch of them, dude. Check out the ASA. Because the ASA is their, it's like aerial situational awareness or something, but it's basically their, Fravor referred to it as the God's eye view of the area from their plane. And there was like, there were multiple contacts on there. That was just the one that they happened to see the catch on the camera.
Oh, so that's just that's the one they locked onto, but there was multiple.
There was
around.
Other ones.
Yeah. That one's cool. Like if you're not watching the video and you haven't seen the gimbal, it's just like, it's something that looks like a craft shape going. And then it kind of like stops mid flight and rotates back the other way. And that's where you hear him like, oh shit, it's rotating, dude.
But it's not that it doesn't stop mid flight, does it? It rotates while in flight.
Well, it's kind of, let's see here. Cause the camera, let's go back to the, cause the camera goes, they're flying and it rotates. It looks like it's well that on that video, it's not the full video. So it looks like it's stopping, but either way, it's rotating mid-flight, and it shouldn't be possible for a craft.
Yeah, like, and like from, it looks like a bank, right? Like they're on a bank turn, and it's rotating. Like our planes would just be torn apart.
The pilot would be torn apart if that thing was going really fast, and all of a sudden you just flipped it on end. The G-force.
Yeah, they said they were going against the wind at 120 miles per hour or something.
Yeah, the wind was 120 knots. Wind's 120 knots, and they're going against the wind, and they're cooking, and then it is.
How fast is 120 knots though? Like it sounds fast, but I don't know what knots is comparative to.
I don't know.
Like kilometers or
conversion
miles.
Is, but I think 120 nautical miles is faster. Like it's not 120 like ground miles.
It's 222 kilometers per hour.
That's some fast wind.
Cooking.
That's windy.
Upper that's atmosphere windy. Wind. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. That's windy. But yeah, that's, I look at that video and I'm, without a doubt to me, I'm like, okay, hey, like you hear the reactions and everything. I'm like, it's so organic.
Yeah, man. Hey, I was calling.
Oh, we got a message.
I didn't get the live air on show, but I just wanted to say that,
hey, man, if you're listening live, call back. finish that
was
message.
Was that just now? Did they call just now?
Yeah, well, I turned off my ringer because it was so annoying, and now I missed it because we're watching the video.
Zell, let's have a call-in show, but I'm going to turn it off.
Yeah, well, it's so loud.
I'm
going to
ghost
so
everyone.
Loud. Here
for
we
an
go.
Hour.
Someone's calling back.
Just kidding, guys.
Hello, it's Cosmic Channels. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, hey, this is Gracie from Michigan City, Indiana.
Hey, Gracie, how's it
how
going?
How are you guys?
Doing well.
But you live in Michigan City, Indiana.
How does that make sense?
Yeah, dude. What?
You live in Indiana in a city named after another state.
Interesting.
It's named after the Lake Dan, not
oh,
the
yeah,
state.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is a lake.
Oh,
okay.
Dan didn't know. Dan didn't
Dan
know.
Dan didn't know.
Dan didn't Dan know. Did not know.
Wait, so is the state named after the lake, or is this the lake named after the state?
So it's named after Lake Michigan.
Okay. All right. Got that clear.
Does that make sense? We're like right on Lake Michigan. Anyways, I'm calling in because my boyfriend has a really good UFO story that goes with the video you just showed.
Are you going to tell it for him, or he's going to come on and tell
it? No, he's going to tell it.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Here he is.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Hey, man, how's it going?
How you guys
hey,
doing?
Doing well.
Pretty good. You know, me and my girlfriend Grace, we've been a long time watchers of you guys' podcasts, and we listen to them a lot. And I just thought it'd be cool to call in and kind of tell a UFO story that I have. I've actually had like two occurrences in my life where I've seen a UFO. But probably the most breathtaking one for me was I was outside my house. It's in the same area. It's probably like 10 miles, 15 miles where we live now, and it's in the country. And me and my buddy were outside. We're just kind of hanging out. We're drinking and we're smoking some cigarettes and stuff. And we're hanging out, and it's in the country, so it's pretty remote. There's not a lot of aerial activity and stuff like that. And we're just hanging out, and it's pretty dark. So you can see, you know, like cars coming down, like ways down the road and stuff. Well, across the street from us, there's like a woods, and we're just kind of hanging out and looking. And all of a sudden I look across the street and I see this like light coming over the trees. And I think it's a helicopter at first. But there's no, you know, there's no noise from the rotors and stuff. There's like no noise. It's like dead quiet. Like it's literally silent, and the light just keeps on like coming like right towards us. And I'm, you know, I'm thinking, I'm like, yo, this can't be like a UFO. And, you know, like it was just kind of hovering, moving really slow, maybe like 10 miles an hour. I would judge, but it was probably like 50 feet off the ground, and it literally came from the woods across the street and floated literally right over me. And like, I honestly couldn't believe it. And every time I tell it, I don't know. I mean, my heart's kind of racing. It gives me anxiety because it's like so cool. But like me and my buddy Jake were freaking out. You know, we're like, holy crap. Like this is 120% like a UFO. Like there's no explanation. Like right as we start freaking out, like from the outside of the rim, like it looked exactly like the one in that video. It was, I would say it was probably 25, 30 feet in diameter, and it was probably 50 feet off the ground. It like just floated over the power lines, and it was floating over the yard and over my house. And like right as it like passed us from the outside of the rim to the middle, like this, it was like a bright blue light, and it just like, I don't know, when you have really good LED lights, you can see each one of them. Well, it just like from the outside, and it was just like ring by ring by ring, it like shut off. And then as it went to the center, it was like a pink light in the middle, and I could just see it floating away. But like the light pad on the bottom, like turned off and like moved to the center.
Man, that's...
And then I could see it for probably another 100 feet, and then it just like disappeared, and it didn't make a single noise. Like there was no, like we don't live by any like major highways or interstates. And it was definitely like the most craziest thing I've ever, you know, seen or experienced in my life. And I try to tell people about it when I can, because it's really cool, and they're definitely out there, and thankfully I wasn't abducted or anything, you know, like some of the stories that you guys talk about, Skinwalker Ranch and just random places, you know, like people waking up, like, thank God, like, they didn't decide to do that to me and my buddy, because it was really cool, and I think we were fortunate enough to see it, because I think it was like 2:30 in the morning when we saw that, so it was really late at night.
How many years ago was this now?
I would say it was 3 years ago from like this June that we saw the UFO.
That's cool. How do you know? Did you recognize that? Like, what was it? A shape? So you're saying it's like the gimbal UFO? So like a saucer shape, but like more like a bell shape, kind of? Because that's what that one looks like.
Yeah. It had like the bell bottom thing. It was a gimbal shape, and I could definitely tell that it was like after like the blue light, like on the like. From the outside in, after they went off, it was like pink. It was like a pink light in the center, and it was really cool. But it looked exactly like that gimbal one that they just those videos they just declassified. So I thought that was really cool.
That is super cool. I'm jealous. I've never had any experience like that, and I always want one.
So, and
yeah, I don't know how.
When I think about it in my head, I'm like, I can't think of what you've just explained to me. Anything that I've seen that I could logically. Be like, well, it sounds to me like it could have been this, like from my experience with, you know, a bell-shaped blimp or something like that. Like nothing I've ever seen in my life matches a description that you're giving to me. So absolutely devoid of sound, no sound, just drifting in the wind.
Dude, it was like, you could, if I dropped a needle on my driveway, you could hear it. It was like
weird,
dead quiet, no wind. It was like literally a perfect summer night, and you know, we're just kind of hanging out looking at stars, honestly, is what we're doing. And we happened to get lucky enough and definitely flew over my yard, and I still can't believe it, like, to this day. It's definitely something that, you know, kind of makes you humble when you see something like that, because, you know, you hear all the stories, and you know, it could be this, it could be that, but I know this, like 200% chance was definitely a UFO, and it was really cool. I have another story if you want to hear that too.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Sure.
Would be willing to listen. When I was like 16, I think, and this is, I lived around the same area. It's called the Port, Indiana. It's like, you know, like an hour from Chicago, like an hour southeast of Chicago. And you know, we're the same thing. We're just kind of chilling outside. It was probably like 11 o'clock. My buddy Jeremy, he had a trampoline in his backyard, and we would, when, you know, we're 16, we would go, you know, get some cigarettes or like some little stogies from the gas station. We would go sneak out there after his parents went to bed, and we would smoke. And, you know, we're just kind of chilling out there listening to music, and we're looking up in the sky, and we both noticed like this kind of brightish light that was up there. And it, you know, I mean, you know, neither of us said anything, but probably 10 minutes went by, and then we're just sitting there, and I'm looking at it, and he's looking at it, but, you know, we didn't really say anything to each other. Like, neither of us said anything. And all of a sudden, like, the light just starts flashing. And I'm kind of like, okay, well, like within 5 seconds of it flashing, it started moving, and then it literally just was gone, like warp speed. So it went from like, you know, because you can sometimes tell like the difference between like, you know, distant stars and like closer things that are like refracting light, you know, like you can see how the light kind of shimmers, and that's what caught our eye. And I was looking at it, and, you know, again, it started flashing. And it was just, you know, it wasn't like on and off flashing. It was like pulsing. Like, you know, you could see like the light that it was giving off was like dimming and then getting brighter and dimming and getting brighter. And then it wasn't moving fast. I'd say, you know, it was probably, I couldn't tell you how far it was up there. It was pretty high, but from where I was, you know, within like 1,000 feet, it like just poofed into nothing, like, you know, warped or, you know, did whatever. It was definitely wild. Not as wild as the first story, but that was like my first UFO experience that I was like, okay.
So were you, you know, still nothing, skeptical after the first fun. One? After seeing the first one at 16, were you still skeptical, maybe not sure what you had seen?
Yeah.
And then just kind of reassured, like, you're like, oh, without a doubt, after the second one, they're out there.
Yeah, it was a possibility. You know, we're kind of like, you know, we weren't both like off the rip, like UFO, but we're like, you know, what the hell was that? Because would have been, you know, because we can, from where we live, we can see like planes flying into O'Hare and stuff. You know, you can see like the lines of them. You know, like I'm like a star watcher from time to time, so you know, I know kind of the difference. But this one, it was like, it was so, I don't know, the light stood out, and then it just went. Like it streaked and then was just gone. You know, it went from not moving to like barely moving, and then it was like a streak and then just poof, gone. So like, you know, when you see a meteor shower, you know, they kind of streak across, you know, touching the atmosphere. Well, that's how fast it like was streaking, and then just snap of the fingers, it was just gone.
That's cool.
It was.
So no, yeah, no.
It was pretty.
No, like loss of time or anything else like that, like other close encounters. Some people, if they don't think they got abducted, they still think they might have like lost like a few minutes when the craft approached or anything like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't have any loss of time. We're just kind of like sitting out there for an hour or two, astonished, and then
no, that's probably a good.
We went in.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Because as interesting as that would be, it would definitely be terrifying and. You know, kind of violating, you know, you sure. Feel violated, I guess.
All right. Hey man, thank you very much for sharing those two stories. We're going to move on to the next caller, but we appreciate you calling in. And, if you have any other experiences, make sure to let us know.
Awesome. Hey, you guys have a good one and take it easy.
You too, man. Bye.
Awesome. Definitely.
That, it always like when people, I've heard a couple people like, tell me their accounts of seeing stuff hover above. And this is the one thing everyone always says is like, when they start talking about it, it gives them anxiety. Like it's a weird thing that everyone who always has like this experience retelling it, they get this, like they get the emotion back. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, I got one more caller that hit and see if we can get him in. Oh, did we get him? Hello. This is Cosmic Channels. Who are we talking to?
Yo, Cosmic Channel.
Oh, make sure you turn off your live stream audio, or we'll hear it echo through.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, make sure you turn off your
live. There we go.
There we go.
All right.
What's your name? And where are you from?
George Garcia. I'm from Miami, Florida.
Hey, George. Thanks for calling.
Pretty cool. What I was gonna say is that. I kind of had a similar experience from at least somewhat similar to one of the UFOs shown in the video. It's kind of my first experience. But before that, I was, you know, still a UFO nut as a kid. But in 2015, me and my family were coming back from Cancun, and it was probably the second time I've ever been in an airplane. And I had window seats, luckily enough. On our way back, I was just, you know, entertaining with the idea of there being like, oh, let me have my phone ready. I might see a UFO. And, you know, I was sticking my damn face out the window the entire time. Once we started heading back to Florida, where you can, you know, see Florida, we were kind of towards our descent. And I was just looking out the window, and there was a sphere. Like a literal circle. And there was literally nothing special about it whatsoever. No light, no distortion around it, just a kind of metal, metallic-y circle. I wouldn't be able to tell you how far away it was from the airplane or how far away it was from the ground. All I know that it was like more close to the airplane than it was the ground. Because it's, you know, hard to tell dimensions when you're in an airplane going 300 miles an hour. But what I could tell is that it was moving in the exact same direction as the airplane, but just a tiny bit slower. So it was slowly moving out of sight. And I tried to basically ingrain it into my memory because for whatever reason, I was too afraid to record it or something because I was like, I was freaking the fuck out. I tried to wake up my sister for her to look out the window too, but she was like, shut the fuck up. And it literally just drifted out of sight, but it was so steady. It almost, like, it didn't wobble or anything whatsoever. It was, like, unbelievably stable. It looked really strange. But other than that, there was no light, no, you know, so anything other than there was a sphere that wasn't supposed to be there.
So it wasn't
so
glowing?
This was daytime? Sorry?
Yeah, it was midday. Well, not midday. It was towards the afternoon.
So when you say it's just like a sphere,
on our way back.
Could you like see through it? Was it like translucent? You could see through it, but you could just see the shape?
Yeah, it was just it wasn't translucent. It was like full on like metal.
Oh, okay.
As far as I can tell.
But it was a perfect sphere. It wasn't a saucer or like a bell shape.
See, if it was, or it was more down, like I had to like lean a little bit for me to see it.
Right.
So I don't know if it was a bell, like if I was like looking at it from the top part, but from what I could tell, it did seem like.
Right. So from your point of view, it looked like a sphere, but it could have very well had like an elongated bottom. You just couldn't really tell.
Yeah, as far as I could tell.
And it didn't make any like sudden moves. It seemed to be more or less floating with or flying with the aircraft, but a little bit slower. Didn't like do any like stop and turns or anything that looked. Like,
nothing at all.
Huh, it's crazy. What's your thoughts on it?
It was very mundane.
Think that was an alien, like an ET craft? Or?
There would be no way for me to be sure, in all honesty. It could very well be, you know, some weird occurrence that happens when, I don't know, the moon gets too close, like some stupid thing like that we don't understand yet, but it could very well be an alien, the point is, so
that's idea. Cool
and
story.
It was definitely an unidentified flying object.
How old were you at the time?
I'm 21 now, so I was probably like 16, 15.
Okay.
And, I did see, like, two or three after. Now, this is the interesting part. I think I saw it again, maybe like 2 years afterwards. This is like all the ones that I've seen, the whole experience hasn't been longer than like a minute.
Right.
I was picking my sister up from her basketball practice. It was at night, and I was like looking up at the sky because, you know, you got to keep your eyes on it. And, over in Miami, there's a bunch of light. So a lot of the time, clouds, they tend to glow a little bit because they're reflecting the light back. I just see a black sphere just entering and leaving the clouds at a really steady pace. And I just saw it for like a minute, and then it was just flew out of sight. Huh. And I think to myself, oh, maybe it was a balloon, maybe it was something else, but it was just straight black sphere punching through clouds.
Hey man, those are both great accounts of UFOs. Obviously unidentified, can't really tell either way, but that's super cool.
Yeah.
But we're gonna have to move on to the next caller, so we appreciate you taking the time to call in.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, have a good night.
I asked a clarifying question there about, because he said he was a kid. I don't know why I'm prejudiced against kids. So if he would have been like, I was like 5 or 6, I'd be like, I don't you saw
it.
I was like, your brain tricked you. Right? Like you saw something that you didn't recognize.
Well, and then memory.
You had no life experience, but you know, he's 16, 17. So I'm like, that's.
Well, you know, anytime someone tells me a story and they're like, yeah, it happened 15 years ago. And then you're like, you hear all these all these really smart people talking about memory and how, like, pathetically bad it is, and you're always piecing stuff together.
It's imperfect, is putting it mildly.
Yeah, like you have a really strong memory, like in the short term, you can really remember details, but after like you start going to long term memory, your brain starts like putting those details together for you, and you're like, did I really remember it? Like, was it blue or was it green, or was it the second or was it the fourth?
It's even worse than that. You'll be like, it was blue, because your brain will tell you that, and it could not be. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Your brain's just like, your brain's the best liar, because you believe it 100%.
So anytime I hear a story that's like, if someone tells me a story and it's like, this happened like last week or last month or something, I'm more inclined to be like, oh yeah, you remember exactly. But if someone says, oh, it happened to me 20 years ago, I'm not saying they don't remember the story. Yeah. I was thinking like they don't probably remember exactly how it happened.
Well, especially if you're like, I was 20 years ago when I was 6 years old, yeah. I'd be like, buddy, chances are your 6 year old self saw something that you didn't understand that may have had a logical conclusion. That's what I would like. That's what my brain goes to right away. But no, 15, 16, that's some weird tailing planes.
All right. We got
your stuff.
Let's take one more caller and then we'll maybe watch those last two videos and then we will wrap this Cosmic Channels up.
Yeah. A lot of callers tonight. Woo. Good. Love it.
All right, welcome to Cosmic Hello? Channels.
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm from London, Ontario.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Not too bad. I just wanted to tell you guys a story that happened to me earlier in my youth. So I was at my friend's house, and before you guys kind of asked him what we were doing, we were getting high.
Damn right you were.
Nice.
This was before marijuana was legal, so it was kind of cool to do. But there I was, you know, I had just smoked, I was tripping balls, and I saw, how do I explain this? It was a large ball of blue, and it floated, let's say, about a foot above the ground. And it must have been about a meter and a half in diameter. And it just kind of floated by me. And a couple hours after this, you know, I was with my friend and he was there when this happened. But I didn't tell anybody like what I had saw, because like I just thought I was tripping balls. And obviously, a couple hours after we sobered up, and my friend tells me, he's like, hey, I was so high, you won't believe what I saw. I saw this huge kind of ball, and it just moved right past you. And, you know, I thought I was, like, crazy. I even now, when I think about it, I'm like, did I see what I saw? But it was just crazy that, like, hours after, you know, like, it was confirmed by someone else. So I don't know. I just want to kind of put my story out there.
That's a cool story. Did like the glowing orb or like the ball, the sphere, did you feel anything like any, like a static or any like physical feeling, or was it just, you just seen it?
Well, like the feeling that I was feeling at that moment, like I was tripping balls and sitting down in a chair. We were behind my friend's house on his patio. And this ball, like it moved just out of my reach. I mean, at the time I was gone. I couldn't even like move out of the chair, but I watched this ball kind of just move past me, maybe like 20 kilometers an hour. Like we didn't know where this thing came from. And it just like, as soon as it came, like it was gone, like out of sight. That's pretty much all I have for the story, but
hey man, that's a cool story. Yeah. It's more than
weird. Had. Some sort of like maybe like some UFO probe or something like coming in for a closer look.
Maybe like for a couple years, like I thought it was like this phenomenon called ball lightning.
Yep.
But like there's no videos of it. And you know, to this day, I'm like 30 now. This happened when I was 15. I know you were talking just a bit earlier about like stuff that, you know, people see like 20 years ago, but
no, you remember the memory, just might not remember the colors exactly, but you know that it happened. We don't doubt that.
It was a blue color. The time of day was like a summer day. And like there was nothing out of the ordinary about this day. Like it was just, you know, go to your friend's house, get baked and
chill
see
out.
Some weird shit.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's a weird one. I've seen a couple of those, and you know, people I know, like in people always take pictures and catch the spirit orbs and stuff like that. And we've heard talks of that before. That's real interesting. I wonder what those. I wonder what they could be. Right, because it's got to be some like plantier, like fucking seeing eye little thing or something, right?
I've seen those videos of like floating orbs or whatever. Like people say they're ghosts and stuff. Like whatever this was, it was not that. Like this was like a physical sphere, right? About maybe a meter and a half in diameter, and it was just like a light blue color. Like it wasn't now, see-through. It wasn't transparent. It was
in your that's in what your
it was.
Opinion. Like
it was nothing else to it.
Thinking sorry, back. Was it moving with a purpose or moving just randomly? Like, or was it just in a straight line?
It was moving in a straight line with a purpose. But, like, where it came out of was, like, impossible because, like, it came from, like, the house and it went, like, outside, like, past the patio.
That's weird.
Weird, for sure. I don't know what it could be.
And
besides ball lightning or like an actual also, craft, yeah.
It was also floating off the ground. Like it wasn't like a big ass ball rolling on the ground. It was like levitating off the ground.
That'd be even crazier if it was a big ass like just ball just rolling around. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Well, like I'm like I said, like even to this day, I'm like, did I just see like a big ass yoga ball or something? But like. I don't know, like the more I think about it and like when I look back at it and think about what my friend said and like what, because he saw the exact same thing I saw and he described it exactly hours after the fact. He was in the same position. Like when I saw this thing, I was like, I was kind of like, I can't believe this is happening. Like I can't even believe I'm seeing this. And he had the same reaction and he thought he was tripping on it too. That's why he told me about it hours after the fact. So...
That's cool, man. Appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Now, here's my question. I'm going to have to look up ball lightning. Does ball lightning happen? Can it happen with like no clouds or anything? Just happen like in the daytime like that? Like, could that happen?
People really know exactly how or when or
why it
forms.
It's a phenomenon. And yeah. I don't think they quite know. But I wonder if there's accounts of it, like, in the day with nothing around.
Dan, do you know much about ball lightning?
Not you're the resident off ball the expert. Top of my head. I don't know. No, it's mostly, like we said, there's not 100% video of ball lightning occurring because it is a rare occurrence. It's something that's extremely rare. It's mostly the things that people see is anecdotal. So you just have stories of people saying, I saw something that looks like this. And so it sounds similar to kind of an electrical phenomenon of some sort or things like that. But not sure if it usually accompanies storms or if it precedes storms at all. I mean, it's something that could probably be looked into further for like a freaking just case file. It would just be like a whole thing about it.
Well, yeah, if it's such like a crazy phenomenon that people blame like hundreds of UFO sightings on it, but no one really knows much about it, that makes it even crazier. They're like, it must be this, but we don't know what
it's
is.
It's still technically unproven.
Right.
Like it's still because there's a serious lack of definite evidence that ball lightning exists. Like it's still technically something that's been, it's unproven. It might not exist at all. It might be something else.
Cool.
Let's watch the Go Fast video if you have it.
Go Fast? All right. We'll watch a little Go Fast. This is video number 2 of the 3 that were released.
Recently declassified.
You're okay. Declassified, yes.
Is your box moving target?
No, I took an auto charge.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Wow, look at that, man. Look at it fly.
Now, see, the only thing with that one, I remember when the first time I saw it, there's the tone of his voice to me has a lot of we're fucking around, like bored, we're fucking around, like, yeah, I got it. And it's like rather than like amazement, like the other, like the gimbal video, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you not saying that he doesn't care, whatever he can, they've now said they don't know what it is and it's moving. But like, to me, that video, when I first saw it, I got that, like, this air of like someone's fucking around, maybe not doing something he's supposed to.
Well, maybe that's just how those guys act.
That video, context wise is, the pilot who is getting that video, like, it's a difficult to catch those kinds of things on camera. Not the phenomenon or the UFO, but something that's moving at what the speed that they calculated to be moving, or they were picking it up. Like, they were looking for it, but it's actually pretty difficult to actually catch it on that camera, like, doing that. So that's why he got all excited when he sees it.
Yeah, he said
when they caught it, when the camera actually picked it up.
It sounds like
you have to do a couple of maneuvers, I think, that were not, they don't usually get to do.
Yeah, it sounded like he was like, that's probably how we would react regardless if it was a UFO or not, just because it was a difficult thing. And then once they filmed it and like analyzed it, like, what the fuck was that? That's probably when like the whole thing came up, because it doesn't really sound like he's like, oh shit, man, it's a UFO. I got the UFO. I locked it. He doesn't say anything crazy like that. He's just pumped that he locked it. And he's just like, that they got it.
I mean, you wouldn't hear, I 100% or 99.8%. You would never hear like a Navy pilot be like, that's a fucking UFO. They will be like, because most Navy pilots or
bogey.
Military pilots are no nonsense. They'd be like, they'd just be like, we got something. What is that? And then we'll look at it later. Like, they're, you know, you're traveling at, you know, Mach 2, Mach, you know, 1.5. Like, you're not going to be like, it's fucking aliens.
Well, we would be, but.
We got them aliens, man.
We got fucking aliens here.
Are we shutting down the phone lines? We got time for one more than the last video, or?
Sure. Let's do the video's short. We'll watch this video. If someone wants to make one more call, we'll give it a second after the video. And if not, we'll wrap this Cosmic Channels up. So this one is, they title this one as, well, they call it also the FLIR on this.
The FLIR.
And this one is the worst quality of the three, but we're going to watch it regardless.
Look at that.
That's a fucking riveting blob. Does this have any sound? I don't think so. Nope, just some crackling. Weather balloon.
See, that one, this one to me is the one where you could be like...
Anything.
Anything. It could be anything. We could be looking at a fucking microscope. I have no idea. No audio with it. I wonder, is the audio still declassified? Like, was there audio? You think there would got to be audio somewhere.
I don't know. That's pretty much that whole video. It kind of moves a little bit at the end, but that one's the worst quality of those three declassified. But I guess they don't know what it is, so it's not a threat, so they declassified it. But that, out of all the three, that one, I'm like, well, yeah, it could be something or it could be nothing. You know, it's not really moving. Well,
you came to the same conclusion as Hynek and Project Blue Book.
Like, could be something, could be nothing.
You know, nearly a decade of, you know, however many times, however long Project Blue Book went on for like 30 years. And they're like, could be something, could be nothing, but it's not hurting anybody. So
Let's let it go.
Yeah.
All right. We got time for one more call. If you want, I know we missed a couple there. So if you want to call back, we'll take one more for this week.
One more call before we shut her down shut down the phone lines.
The phone line. Singular.
Full line. Yeah. One line. We had no budget for more than one line.
You only got one line. All right. Well, here it go. Last call of the night. Hello. You're on Cosmic Channels. Who are we speaking with?
Cody.
Hey, Cody.
Brandon. I called last week.
Oh, hey, man.
Oh, what's up, Cody?
How's it going, guys?
You can't use a line. Long time listener, first time, second time caller.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share a couple of my UFO stories.
Okay, we got to give us your best one. We got to wrap it up after. I mean,
all right, so the best one, I guess, would be about 15 years ago. I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and we were walking around town, and we stopped and we're just kind of like laying on the grass and looking at, you know, the stars or whatever. And all of a sudden she's like, "Hey, what's that?" And I looked up and I seen these lights, and at first I thought it was like geese, and then I thought it was like a plane, but I realized it was too slow for a plane but too like fast for like a flock of geese. And the shape was weird, so it had like two sets of three lights, so six lights all together. And it was, the only way I could describe it was like, it was like the, you know, like the Z block in like Tetris.
Yeah,
it was like, yeah, that, like that shape. And it was like floating past, and like I said, it was like too slow for a plane but too fast for geese. I don't know, it was weird. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I kind of like watched it for a second, and all of a sudden out of nowhere it just disappeared, and that was it. It was gone. That was like the weirdest one.
Crazy.
And it had, so it had, did you, yeah, say it had lights?
Yeah, it had like, it had like two sets of three lights.
Yeah.
So like on one side it had like three, and like parallel to it was another three, but like offset, you know what I mean?
And right, just white lights, and those same time go out, everything gone.
Yeah. Yeah, it just like completely disappeared all of a sudden. It was weird. Like there was no like streak of lights. It was just like, it was there, and all of a sudden it was just gone.
No sound.
Same thing.
Nothing.
Hmm. No missing time.
Nope.
And where'd you That's see this again? Sorry.
I saw this one in Portage, the Prairie.
Oh, in the Prairies. That's
Portage.
Oh, that's a weird one.
It's like an hour and a half away from me.
So the whole thing between when you noticed it and it disappeared, how long? 10 seconds?
I was looking at it probably about 30 seconds, 45 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, you got a really good look at this thing, enough to be curious about it, and then it just vanishes.
And the shape of it, I've told other people about this too, and there was one of my friends, they said that they watched like a UFO show at some point, and there was a few people that had actually said that they saw the same shape of UFO before.
Oh, I've definitely heard of the like a Z shape. I've heard one of here in Campbell River, very similar, right around the time of the Phoenix Lights in Arizona. There was one like off the coast of Vancouver Island. That's kind of described very similar, and same thing. they just said it just floated as if it was like sailing in the wind with no sound.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And I mean, the prairies are nice because you have no obstruction too, right? You got that big sky. You know, you can see, you can get a good look at stuff for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I saw one with sound like a few months back, and like it was very strange too. I got off the bus from work coming home, and I was walking up my street, and I heard like this sound. It sounded like an airplane, like a plane jet engine, but it was kind of like it was distorted by like a magnetic field. I don't know. It was really weird. And I looked up, and it looked like, the only way I could describe it would be like, you know, like, you know, how baby like starts when a baby first starts growing, how like the head, like the curly tail. It was like that, but it was like floating through. And then I like watched it for a second for about, I don't know, 10 seconds. I went to grab my phone to see if I could get a video of it. I looked down for a second. I looked back up and it was gone, but I could still hear the sound. I couldn't see it anymore, but I could still hear the whatever engine it was. It was really
so whatever weird. It was, traveled so fast, but the sound was still
lagging behind.
Yeah,
weird. How long could you hear the sound for after you couldn't see it?
Sorry,
like could you hear the sound getting fainter, like so you knew it was like traveling off? Yeah, it was off, like, in the distance now.
Yeah, like when I looked back up, it sounded like it was still there, and then it kind of just started to fade out, but the whatever it was gone.
That's interesting, wild. Man.
That's the first one tonight with sound.
It was the sound that caught me off guard, really, because it sounded like a jet engine, but it was like distorted by like I'm guessing an electromagnetic field. It was really strange.
Huh. We'll have to look into for more cases just like that, because you don't hear too many UFOs with actual like a sound like breaking barrier. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling again. We got to wrap this episode up, so we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Cody. Bye bye. All right, that's pretty good. Cosmic Channels got some good UFO stories.
Was much more successful than the first Cosmic Channels.
Indeed.
Not that the first one didn't go good. This is just better. So.
No, exactly. I mean, it was the first one, and they're only going to get better as we go along. So I think that's it for this week's episode. If you want to call into Cosmic Channels, make sure to go to our YouTube page or Twitch page and tune in 6:30 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays. All right, that's it for us this week. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.